to himself. Shout out DJ Midnight. Okay, like, shout out Mori Cookie. Shout out Unholy Blaze. Shout out A.
I want dick in my ass. Give me dick in my ass. I want cock in my ass. I want cock in my guts. Put it in my guts. Fuck up all my guts. Break my back. Break my back, boy. Hey, baby boy, you looking real good. Tell me, is you cool or not? I don't give a fuck. I just want that cock in my ass. In my ass, put the cock in my ass. Yeah, put that throbbing dick down his throat. Make me choke. Make me throw up. Make me throw up. Make me choke on that cock. I'ma stop with that. But I do want to say that I think I may quite possibly have just spat the greatest gay rap freestyle of all time. I'm talking homosexual off the dome rap. Greatest of all time. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. I might just have spit the greatest of all time rap lyrics regarding homosexual acts. And here's the thing. I might mean them. But also I might not. I don't know, dude. I really don't know. It's 2020 and I have a gender neutral haircut. And I am legally non-binary. Sorry, just had to wait. Just had to like let I just love a pause. I love a pause in the middle of a fucking sentence. It's fucking hilarious. It's like, I control the conversation. That's what the pause is. It's the ultimate flex in terms of like a conversation. It's you're on my time. You're on my dime. That's what a pause in the middle of a conversation says. That's what it says. But besides that, and me being a non-binary person of color, and I mean that legally now, I have the full card and everything. I'm more non-binary than most non-binary people you know. I have a piece of paper from the government saying that, you know, I'm neither male nor female. And what do you have? An Instagram bio saying my your pronouns are they, them? Bro, you typed that and it took you like 2.5 seconds. I went through paperwork, bro. Or sis, or this, or vro. Vro is gender neutral, that's VRO. It's official. You see, man, X was such a genius that he knew that Vro was where it was at. It's gender neutral. It's neither bro nor sis, but it's a little bit closer to bro. I'll give you that. But it's still not a B. It's a V. And you know what else starts with a V? Vagina. So it's pretty gender neutral, you know, like if you were born with one or the either. I mean, you could be a bro, like, what's up, bro? Hey, bro. Hey, what's up, bro? Or, you know what I'm talking about? You know, like, you got a dick. Or you got a vagina. Or if you're somewhere in between there, you got the O for operation needed. See, bro, bro. And then sis, if you want to get into sis, but, and that's SIS, not CIS. Like, we're not gonna do that yet. Yeah. So all in all, vro is gender neutral, and that's what we're calling everyone from now on. And since I'm also of the Spanish speaking variety, and I can say mamacita. Would it be weird if I started calling brown women mamacitas? Or just in general, can we not call brown women mamacitas anymore? I mean, because, like, it wasn't long ago when Travis Scott dropped a song literally called Mamacita. And it's like, yo, that song was obviously about a Spanish hoe, Spanish John. Spanish hoe, you know, Spanish bitch, you know, like a mommy, but like they actually mean it, not like some fucking white bitch from the fucking Midwest with like mommy in her Instagram at like pinecone mommy or some shit like that, because she doesn't have anything else to relate to, because she's from the fucking Midwest, or from fucking pine cones and fucking tractors, like tractor mommy. I'm surprised there isn't some, you know, there's probably a bunch of tractor mommies out there on the internet somewhere, and it's like, you know, do your thing, girl, I guess. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool that you can drive a tractor. I mean, I've seen some of them go pretty kind of quick on the roads. You know, tractors, they get it on pavement, not so much on their intended actual setting, like dirt or grass or fields or in a world. This is, I mean, it's gonna be every episode, man. This is my new thing. It's my in a world. I'm gonna practice this every podcast until I get it perfectly right. And I might even add like a Latino twist, you know? I don't know. I just don't know, fool. Like, I don't know where I might go with this. It's just like, I just know that I wanna get good with this in a world voice, you know? And then maybe, hopefully, I can get like some voice acting work or something, you know? But like, I do gotta get down the, the inner world voice, you know? Like, inner world. Oh, sorry, that was very bad. Oh, I'm sorry, that was my Asian coming out in me. Apologize for that to my Asian listeners. I do know that I have listeners in India. I just want to say that y'all are cool, and I love y'all's English accents. It's very funny. Y'all got a very funny English accent. It's like, I would do it, but like, I haven't even gotten big yet. I'm not trying to get canceled, you know. But in a world where nobody gets canceled, in a world, hey, in a world, fool, where nobody gets canceled. Can you believe it, fool? You can, like, sell hella cocaine when you're younger and like, save that money up and like go to law school, and like when people find out that like, hey, that's my dealer from like 8 years ago, almost a decade ago probably, if I'm being honest, you know. And now he's like on the bus bench. Órale. This was a lawyer, but also like that fool used to sell cocaine, so I don't know if you want him to be like your lawyer, but also like I guess it's cool to have a cat on the other side now too, you know, fool. Like when you start swinging for the other team, you know, aha, it's not getting jail, fool. That's all I'm saying. I think my voice is gonna be like this for the rest of the podcast, fool. Steady away. I mean, can you imagine if, like, you met me and this is just how I talk? My 8'7" ass, French-American looking white
skin, blue-eyed, blonde hair ass.
And I'm talking like this, fool. And all I want to do is just roll some weed up and kick it with the homies, you know, like curbside chilling. Maybe hit up, maybe find some hyenas, you know. Maybe boogie with the girl, with the hyenas, you know, the kickback, maybe make a carne asada, invite the whole barrio, fool, you know. You know, make a big thing, you know, so we can impress the hyenas, and then we for sure smash in at the night at the end of the night, fool. You know, like we put on this whole thing for the barrio. Of course, we're gonna smash. You know, we just gotta bring some hyenas. God. Can you imagine? Did you imagine? Because I didn't. I was too busy making you wait. You're on my time, dude. But while you're on my time. Yo, so I was riding the bus yesterday with my coworkers after work. And we were on the bus, right? And we took the seats right next to like where you enter. Like we took up like few rows because like social distancing and shit, right? And this dude stops the bus, right? Or this guy's waiting to get on the bus. Apparently I didn't see it yet, but apparently he had like two other people with him, and the bus is pretty full at this point. And he hops in and he's trying to like ask the bus driver if he has enough room for three people, and the bus driver can't hear him, and he's and he just closes the door. And the guy's like, no, I need out. And he's like lightly touching the door. And he's like, no. He turns around and he like yells. And he's about to like start yelling at the bus driver that he needs out, because he's like apparently with two other people and he just got on to ask the bus driver a question. And the bus driver's like, all right, let's fucking go. At this point, me and my coworkers just are busting out laughing. The guy looks at us, but he's like, I don't blame you. Like, if I had seen this, I think this is hilarious, because it's fucking hilarious, dude. Like, this dude just got on, asked the question, and almost just fucking dipped out on his fucking group.
like, it was so funny. It was like probably one of the funniest things I've seen in a while. Just like out in the random, out in the simulation, man. Sometimes the simulation does a pretty good job at things, I'm not gonna lie. And then, like, the bus driver finally hears him after he starts actually yelling at the bus driver to, like, he's like, yo, I let me out. And, yeah. That was fucking hilarious. Oh, God, poor guy. It's so embarrassing. And, like, we were still laughing, like, hella after, like, he had gotten back, like, gotten off and, like, back to the homies, and oh man, it's good shit. Good shit. And let's see, play literally anything other than fucking cigarettes after sex. Oh my god, imagine actually calling your band that. Cigarettes After Sex is an American dream pop band. American dream pop band, dude. Fucking kill yourself, dude. Formed in El Paso, Texas, in 08. Founded by Greg Gonzalez. Why is it in red? Pages don't exist, but apparently it did at one point. The band is known for their ethereal Lemurant is a state of mind which results from romantic attraction. Typically includes obsessive thoughts, fantasies, and desire. Oh, that's yep. Cool. Often dreamlike musical style lyrics often based around. Yeah, it's yeah. It's fucking the kind of music. Honestly, dude. Cigarettes After Sex is the kind of music you don't tell anyone you listen to. And if you ever play it around, like, your partner or partners or someone, I guess, and if they even bother to ask who it is, you're just like, oh, I don't know. It's just some shit I found. We'll just check. Yeah, it literally just says, just some shit I found. You're telling me that the song is called Just Some Shit I Found, or the artist is called Just Some Shit I Found? Yeah. Gunshot. Because that's what the gunshot, it sounds like this. Can you imagine if, like, guns, like, they made gay guns? Like, guns that, like, were just made gay sounds? Like, every fucking round that went off was like, eh. Or like, actually, what are gay sounds? Just, fuck, like an obvious male's voice saying, fuck me, daddy. Or an obvious, like, men's jack, like, a guy jacking. Like, you can, I don't know. I don't know where I was going to go with this one. I really didn't. I just started this bit and just didn't know where I was going to go with it. But let's go ahead and awkwardly move past this. Oh, I saw a cute boy at work today. That was cool. I think I had seen him once before, but I wasn't sure. And I saw him at work today. And then, like, within, like, a second of seeing him, I was like, oh, my God, you need to get cracked open. You need to be cracked open, fucking little twink. And shoulder, like, traditional shoulder tattoos on the upper arm. Dirty-ass jean shorts. Almost like a skirt. Real weird kind of shorts. I don't know where you can. Well, I don't even know how to describe them. They were wild. They were nice though. And like an old 90s styled, like, sleeveless, like, basketball jersey, like cotton, not like the nylon, not like the polyester shit. dyed like blonde hair. Oh Jesus. And but here's the thing. Could have very, very easily could have been a girl. But this, and this person went straight to the smokers section of the my workplace, which only made me feel way more attracted to this person. Not gonna lie, I'd rather date a smoker than a non-smoker. And I don't even smoke, I just think it's fucking hot and cool. And also, like, dude, I like the smell of, like, cigarettes on a person. It's just, like, I don't know. It's just got this, like, kind of just edge to it. I don't know. It's like, okay, you smoke cigarettes. That's cool. Like, you, if you, like, if you're under, like, I don't know, like, 35, you're obviously aware of how bad they are for you. So the fact that you're willingly smoking these is like, all right, cool, all right. Okay, all right. You know, you make my accent come out. And like this could very easily have just been like a girl that looks like a boy, and kind of like made excuses to go out, because like where I work, it's like nearby that area, and like you can hear them very easily talk, and I heard her talking, and it's a her, obviously, if you can tell. But I don't know what she identifies at, but yeah, you could definitely tell that that's a female original, or like, I don't know, like a, you know, born female, and then whatever she wants to do after that. But yeah, she's fucking hot, because she looks like a boy. And I'm fucking gay. Big pause. On the subject of attraction and girls and shit like that, am I weird for thinking that sucking titties is weird? It's kind of, weird. You know? Like, I know that it's like, really, I know, like, probably like 99%, it's like everyone who's ever had sex has sucked on titties, but, and I don't know, like, I mean, yeah, I'll suck on some titties in the moment, but like, as soon as after I'm done, I'm like, oh, dude, I just sucked titties, like, that's like weird, like, as it's fucking weird, because like, when was the first time you ever sucked titties? 90% of people, it was their mom. When they were being breastfed. Is that not kind of weird? Like, I don't know, man. Like, like, if I were to get comfortable around someone, enough, like, we're having, like, sex enough, you know, like, to the point where I'm just like, all right, hey, I just don't want to do this, like, I don't want to do this anymore, I know this is weird, and this is, like, not, like, it's, like, I want, like, it's not, it's just, like, I don't know, man, it's, like, I'd rather just not suck your titties, and I know it's not, because, like, it's, because, you know, like, you would, logically, you would think, hey, like, if I could just stop eating your ass, I'd really appreciate that. That's understandable, because, like, poop and shit and fecal matter and bacteria and shit. And then, like, you want to go past that and go, like, hey, I'd just rather just not eat your pussy anymore, because, like, you got, like, I don't know, more, also weird bacteria and shit. And then there's probably, like, more, way more, you know, there's definitely, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but there's, I'd imagine a lot more things down there in that area than there are up there, you know, on the bitch's titties. So it's like, oh, you'd rather not suck my titties. Like, why? It's just like, I'd rather not, because it's very, it's very infantile, or like the infantility. It's got a very, I'd be like, the infantility is strong here. Like, I don't like, it's weird, it's gross, it's not gross, but it's just fucking weird. It's like this is the reason you have these are for life-giving means, you know, like the fucking crazy life-giving powers that women have with their uterus, you know, like making life, dude, and then giving even more life once that thing comes out, the baby, you know, with titty milk and shit. It's like, that's what that's technically for. And here we are as like dudes just licking titties and sucking titties. Like, that's weird. I don't know, man. It's fucking weird to me. I know that it's probably not. People might be like, yo, that's fucking gay, bro. You're gay, bro. I don't know, man. I just be thinking, like, maybe I'm just, I don't know, man. I'd be thinking, like, all, I'm thinking as, like, I'd be thinking, like, three, four different things in the middle of, like, doing one thing. Like, all right, cool. Yeah, let's go ahead and do salmonella? Oh, dude, I totally just cut myself. Psych. Cipher that. But yeah, hot take. Sucking titties is weird. If you're over the age of, I don't know, when's like time when you stop doing that? Like a year? 6 months? When do you stop breastfeeding? I don't know. I don't know shit, dude. I feel like most people honestly probably don't know that until they're about to start breastfeeding or get pregnant. So don't blame me. I'm 20. Oh, fuck, I'm old as shit. I'm 24,000 millennium and a half minus 7. Oh, God. Yeah, well, it kind of sucks. Now I'm sad. And that's my excuse for leaving. So, later to y'all. And also, cherish my these podcast episodes where I can play music in the background before, because there's like nobody near enough people to listen to. Well, there's nowhere near enough people that listen to this podcast for any kind of traffic to be generated, for it to be get picked up by some kind of like copyrighted thingy looking for like music, you know? So yeah, go ahead and just not tell anyone about me. Keep me underground. Do that. Enjoy it while it's still like this.